Now, do you by chance have your cards with you?
I do.
I hear some shuffling.
Okay, so
we have bragged about you like to everybody. This is our everybody.
So this is going to be a little special treat for everybody in the audience. Patty is an amazing
astrologer,
and she also does amazing tarot, and she's going to do a really quick reading for August. And
she's a phenomenal empath.
Mm-hmm.
If you need her number, give us a call or look us up through our Facebook page at Transcend 11.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have 12 cards for the reading because I wanted to...
Okay. Go ahead and pull your... Go ahead.
What? The answer one? No, it made me... It's been so long since I drank wine. I was like...
Who fed the principal like wine? She's the one supposed to keep this in control.
Do you feel like the noodle?
I started getting super talkative when I drank. So, yeah. So, no. you'll be like, breathe.
You're like in denial. You need a bigger book.
Okay, Patty, are you ready?
I just drew three cards. We're going to do a three-card spread, one for love, one for prosperity, and then the bottom one, I'm not sure if you want it in third row, so we're going to see what the third row is going to bring. It probably has a message, but so let's pull some cards real quick.
So is this for like everyone or for us at the table?
This is for everyone in general, correct?
This is going to be a general meeting for August. What does August bring, has to bring for the general collective?
Me! Birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Leo, you'd never know.
Readings I've been doing lately have revolved a lot around prosperity, abundance. These months that are coming, actually these next 6 weeks, I'm getting the number six, they're showing me are going to be opportunities for career, for advancement, for money. Well, not making, I guess making money, because I'm seeing, this is funny, you know that picture when someone's got a stack of bills and they're just like
that's real.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
We all made it rain collectively.
We're all twisted sisters, yes.
We are a little twisted.
You should make it rain faster. Yes. So I can run through that.
Mm-hmm.
What's
going on? I'm good at the moment.
You're not driving. You're going to drive yourself to the bathroom.
Okay. All right, so starting out in regards to the matters of the heart for August. So we are in Leo season, very strong masculine type of energy is what I'm feeling and I'm getting. And ironically enough, my last card that I drew is the strength card, which is symbolic of Leo. I am losing my voice.
I've had a busy last few days,
so please bear with me. So here we go. So
I need cards.
In regards to matters of the heart, it is time to start seeking within. I do see that love and romance is not really in the cards for the collective. It's more of a time for inner thought, inner thinking. I'm getting the Knight of Wands for a situation, which is basically saying you got to cut ties with past love lives. You got to cut ties with all the negativity and all the regrets that you've had. And look forward to...
Oh, there's a few. Pull them roots.
Good.
Yeah,
we're commentating. We're being rude.
Okay. So you want to look forward, not look back. It's time to learn from past experiences and move forward and look for the balance. So Two of Pentacles shows up in the center, which is I kind of like the outcome. So during this next month, it is going to be more of soul searching, trying to find a purpose, trying to find if the person that we're with or we're seeking to be with is the right person for us. There is a happy ending that we end with the Queen of Wands, which is a running theme. She represents a lot of the thought process, but she also represents a lot of prosperity when it comes down to matters of the heart, but also matters of the mind and of the soul. So she's basically saying, what your wish is going to be my command. What you decide to have in your life is what you're going to bring to you. So it's... She's not giving us a forewarning, but she is saying we yourself. So if you want love, you need to seek love, but you have to seek it within yourself first before you move forward.
Okay.
In the matters of abundance, money, and prosperity, it is showing that we're in the middle of a season. So we're between two worlds. So number three is symbolic of creativity. Mm-hmm. Can also be symbolic of community networking. But we do have a center card of the Ace of Swords, which is it's bringing us messages of creativity, of new ideas, bringing up new ideas. But the card that came before is the Four of Swords, which again, and she happens to be looking down to the Six of Pentacles, which is you get what you receive, almost like that balance that we saw in the love side. But here, when it comes down to finances, you're saying it's time to look within. Don't beat yourself up. Don't look at the past and say, man, I made all these mistakes, but actually learn from them, because that's going to give you the ideas and the ingenuity for the future. Community is going to be very important. This is not a month for you to walk alone on this path. It's a month for us to walk together in a group. It is a month if you are looking to sign contracts, if you're looking for the beginnings of business and career, it's going to be a good month for that. They are telling me, just a heads up, don't get so caught up in yourself. Make sure that if you start feeling like I can't do it or something's in my way, it's time for you to go seek advice, seek counsel, seek your guides, go within. Really go and trust your faith and your intuition. They're saying seek counsel. If you're going to be signing paperwork, it's time to make sure that you have a lawyer or someone of expertise, small business administration that can look over some contracts before you sign and move forward. But there is an overall... we are in time. I keep hearing that we're in the age of Aquarius, right? So a lot of ingenuity, a lot of new inventions, new thoughts that we haven't seen happen yet. We've seen evolution of products and materials that have come from the last time that we saw this era. We saw this a lot in the 90s with the publicizing of the internet, right? Because we have the intranet, which came in the late 80s, and then the 90s we have the internet, which opens up the world of possibilities. And now we've got the evolution of the internet, which brings us social media, brings us videos, it brings us podcasting, it brings us a lot of opportunities for abundance. But I do see that there's still an opportunity for that new creation, whether it's a cure for a disease, whether it's an invention of a tool that's going to make our lives easier and better, that is coming, and it is coming, and is being pushed. Those ideas are being planted in this month into the people that are going to be creating this for our future. Our outcome and our theme, I got milk and honey, so again, it's basically revolves around the number six, and number six is very powerful in that it's a balancing number. It's a number that basically says it's that mirror image, right? It can signify the reaping of what we sow, the success that comes from our hard work, but it also is the repercussion of what we put out. So what you put out as a collective is what you're going to receive. So if you start feeling like, man, people are looking at me kind of dirty, they're being sassy, they're being evil and mean to me, spirit's saying, you need to look in the mirror. They even bring out the Eight of Swords. They're saying you are basically projecting that energy. So if you want positive energy to be brought towards you, you need to project that positive energy out. They're also saying be careful, don't. Looks can be deceiving. But they're saying you gotta look at yourself. Again, it goes back to what you put out is what you're gonna receive. So if you feel like I'm stuck in a rut, I lost my job, my partner broke up with me, whatever the case may be, it's time to look within before you move forward, because they're saying that what you reap is what you sow. And again, we talked about abundance, right? I keep hearing the theme of abundance for August and financial stability. We are in a situation collectively where we are in a recession. Regardless of what, politically, what people are saying, the United States is going through a recession. What we don't see is that internationally, other countries are not hitting those recessions. Other countries are being abundant and fruitious, but we don't get to know about it here in the States, because here we tend to consider ourselves to be the leaders. We tend to consider ourselves to be the ones who are the trailblazer, and we think the world revolves around and the Earth revolves around the United States. Not true and not so. And we strong, stay confident, seek within yourself what your knowledge, what your experience is what's going to take you up to the next season of your life.
Well, you've come across a few really great points there. Definitely what you put out, you know, is definitely what people are going to get back. You know, so if you're putting out a lot of negative energy, you know, even if you think someone else is being negative, you keep on focusing and focusing and focusing on that. Even if you're not, you're going to draw that to you, and you're actually going to bring more energy too. With the ascension and the way the frequencies are raising, people are manifesting faster and faster and faster. And they don't realize what they can really bring to themselves, especially if they're, you know, in a negative mood. You know, you get up, you stub your toe, and you start, oh my gosh, la la la, you know, then maybe your car's not going to work. Maybe you're going to go out, there's a flat tire. And then that's going to even, you know, snowball it, you know, again. You know, the best thing is to try to, you know, try to, you know, look at the bright side, even though things may not be looking so bright, so that you can bring some better stuff back for you. Another thing, as she had mentioned, was a lot of changes in the things that are going around on us in our country versus, not versus our country versus other countries, but what's happening here and what's happening in other countries in relationship to other countries. There is a lot of turmoil. There is a lot of changes, and has to be expected for the next month or two for sure. Some of the other highlights that she came apart was the abundance factor. And I believe, you know, again, it has to do with manifestation and what we put out, you know, we can get back.
Energy goes where energy flows.
Yes.
Yeah. I did pull a few extra cards, and I just to reiterate what she was clarifying as well. I did get the tower card that just came up. It just literally popped out of the deck when I was starting to shuffle. Again, it goes back to change. There's a lot of change. The following cards that came out were all pentacles, money. It's all regarding the economy. It is regarding the imbalance of the economy. It's followed by King of Pentacles with the Four Pentacles. King of Pentacles, that's our rulers. Our rulers are making money off of the little people. I'm looking predominantly not just for our country, but also third world countries. Believe it or not, I'm seeing a comparison between us and the third world country. The only difference is we have a lot more material wealth than other third world countries would have. We have accessibility to water and energy and fuel and whatnot. But I do see the squeezing that's coming in, and there is a significant imbalance. Spirit is saying it's time for us to protect our money, our wealth, and know where it's going. Know where it's going. Have a voice. Speak, speak, speak. They're saying use your voice. They're showing me megaphones, and people need to be made aware of what's happening. They need to speak their voice because the people have more power and more control than we have been given credit for, than we have been told that we have. They're saying. And it goes back. Now they're telling me that opportunities can come. They're giving me a lot of the balance between the yin and the yang, right? So I've got a hallway with lots of possibilities. It starts with appreciation and gratification over what we have. We need to be gracious. We need to be grateful for what is here before us, because we're not as bad as a third world country. We can't be compared, but we're not as bad. Time for us to be ingenious. We need to start using our minds in order to be able to come up with ideas that are going to make us ferocious. We cannot stand around and wait for leadership to go ahead and make those decisions for us. People are going to have to take control of their situations and decide how they're going to proceed. Woo! Any questions?
Sorry. Woo!
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of info. Everybody get
that? I'm on the road.
Does anybody have any questions here?
No, I'm just kind of upset that I have to wait 6 more weeks for love.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've been looking all the wrong places.
spiritually, we all have to go through that hermit phase, right, in order for us to be able to look within and protect what it is that we want. We could say, yes, I want love. I want my man or my woman to look like this and to be this way, to have these characteristics. But until we can meet their balance, they're not going to come across our paths. So it's time to take advantage of the opportunity to go ahead and really practice some self-love, some self-appreciation, but also learn from previous experiences so that when we do come across that person who we're going to balance with, we will end up becoming a happily ever after ending versus a we weren't ready for this. Mm-hmm. The timing was off. Yes, they're my soulmate. Yes, they're my loved one. They're the one I need to be with. However, the timing was off.
Yeah.
Because I think that we've all gone through that, right? Where we had that love. And then I always have to say, where I say, God's got some jokes, right? She's got some jokes for us because she'll cross us through this life on this earth. And she will have us cross her soulmates and our twin flames as we travel this earth. However, if we're not ready to receive, we may think, but if we are spiritually not ready to receive, the timing will be up and then it will not be a successful relationship. So it's a time for preparation.
Yeah, and I think the higher the frequency... Sorry.
No, I was going to say, do you see love coming for the collective? I see a lot of the heart is going to be filled with joy and abundance. I just see the heart growing, but more as we start walking in through. This is going to sound ironic because Capricorn can never decide. They have a hard time deciding when to commit and when not to commit and making decisions. In my opinion, they're worse than Geminis. Geminis can't make a decision because they have too much information. Capricorn can't make a decision because they don't feel confident. But as we enter the Capricorn season, it is going to be a time for family, love, a community coming together with people. And that I do see in January going into February for like Valentine's Day, we're going to see a lot of weddings, a lot of
engagement.
We're going to see a lot of that. So I don't know if that helps, but yeah.
Yeah, we might have a double wedding.
Maybe. Yeah, it's all in the... I know. Everything you said, I personally have heard too often.
Which means you were spot on.
You were 1,000% correct. I've never been told
not,
I can't make a decision.
Not
ever.
To mention the Capricorn sitting right
you're
next to me.
Psychic,
oh, sorry.
It's
not that you can't. It's the commitment, right? You'll teeter and totter. Walk into a certain path, but you won't stick with it because you won't give yourself 100%. That's that fear of this is the forever. When in reality is that in there is no forever. The forever is only of the soul and the spirit, not in the body. The body is not forever.
That's
so that's what makes it so difficult for Capricorn is because
they love your definition. Yes.
Your forever definition is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Capricorns will love unconditionally and will love wholeheartedly.
Absolutely.
But like a Capricorn man will have a difficult time proposing marriage.
Yes, I know.
They will stay in a relationship for 10 to 13 years and will never propose marriage, but will be heartfully committed to the other person only because it's that word forever, that commitment that fears them. Yeah.
Let's talk about Libras.
Communicators are very passionate inside. They love to love. The problem is with Libra is that they require someone that's going to be grounding and can balance them.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what you see in their natal chart, so rising and moon signs for them are extremely important because that'll identify whether this specific Libra needs more earth or more water or more fire in their love life in order for them to find that balance. Libras are very loyal. Once they do find that person, they will love forever. Libras, but they also, like I said, they require a very well balanced side because they are
extremely
mature airhead of the astrology. Airhead is Gemini. Gemini will jump off the walls and they're bouncing from here and there. They need a lot of earth to really put them in their place. Libra is not so much like that, but Libra is a dreamer. And Libra will start entering into all these different opportunities. And if they're not well balanced, if they're not surrounded with well balanced people, then they will get lost. They will get lost.
So what you need is a loyal Taurus.
It depends on what your
Taurus
is. I do know Libras with Earth, rising, and Moon, and so they tend to need more water and more fire. So they would balance more like an Aries. But a Libra who's got double air, I wouldn't pair them up with an Aries.
Juanita's got
a lot of sex and a lot of passion.
Yeah, she's got Scorpio rising. She's like, oh, well.
Straight to the point. They take things to heart very quickly, but they also don't say. Their words are very spiteful. When they're angry or hurt, you have to be careful with Scorpio, because when they speak, they will hurt. They will kill you with words, but they can also kill you with kindness.
See?
They are the side that will be there for you through thick and thin. Very loving. Oh my God, they're so giving. They will give the shirt off their back if they know that you're in need. But they do it expecting that in return. So heaven forbid if you have a Scorpio in your life and they are giving you, and you do not return. Because even though they're not keeping score, their soul is keeping score. And you will know it, because they will lash out at you without them even acknowledging that they're angry at you. So gotta be careful with the Scorpios. But man, Scorpios make wonderful spouses. But you have to make sure you have to tell.
All right, that's awesome.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your wonderful, wonderful reading and advice and a little insight to Scorpios and Capricorn.
We're single, by the way.
If you'd like more information, stay on.
I don't remember this being a dating show.
What is it?
I'm sorry.
Because that's it, number one.
Oh, my gosh. Just a collective type of meeting. If you do want something more specific and more tailored to you, yeah, I do ask for birthdays, because I do bring astrology into the tarot readings.
So to put in the notes section so that people can find messages.
Yeah, so anybody interested in an actual, full-on reading from Patty, we will be giving an email or some way that you can contact her if you want to do a full-on reading with her.
Put it in the notes section.
Yeah, we'll put it in the notes section.
Yeah, the description. Little
banner.
Teen on the scene. We need banner.
Yes. Oh, and she is bilingual, so...
yes.
Se habla
español. Along with this one.
If you need a card reading in Spanish, I can do those as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And along with Veronica.
Yes, Doña Gloria and little Veronica.
La Doña.